From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Despite strong criticism from political allies and business executives, he's expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. But his spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Wednesday said exceptions are possible.
And there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well.
The Washington Post, meanwhile, reports Mexico and Canada will be given 30-day exemptions. The tariff threat has raised alarms about the possibility of a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against tariffs.
President Trump has recently said, and I quote, "Trade wars are good and easy to win." But the truth is quite the opposite.
Talk of a trade war has rattled global markets. The benchmark U.S. index Dow Jones fell in trading Wednesday. Mr. Trump also tweeted that China has been asked to develop a plan for $1 billion reduction in its trade surplus with Washington. Again, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been very clear that he wants to address the trade imbalance that the United States has with a number of countries. He feels like the United States has been taken advantage of for far too long, and he's not going to allow that to continue under his watch.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January to more than $56 billion. Sierra Leoneans went to the polls Wednesday to choose a replacement for term-limited President Ernest Bai Koroma. Among the voters, Mohamed Mekalu Kayuta.
Not everybody gets the right to express themselves democratically. So to have the privilege in itself, I'm actually very, very excited, and I've done my part.
16 candidates vying for the